Barbers at Magnificent Brothers, number one barbershop, are busy with customers.
Well, with this haircut, I cut it down a little bit, so I use the clippers to cut it down a little bit to save time. To refine the haircut, I go over with the scissors.
That was Sammy Ross. He's been cutting hair for 45 years at the shop.
They ain't really hip to use it.
All they know is the clippers is zip, zip, zip. It takes a pro to do what he's doing now.
Marvin Smith has been going to Ross to get his haircut for the last 10 years.
He knows how I want to cut, so I just come and sit down.
Magnificent Brothers opened in 1963 on Crenshaw Boulevard. Through the years, Ross says it's more than his skills with the scissors that keeps his customers coming back.
For me, it's no problem. I'm a good barber. I call myself as being a good barber and a good friend and a good counselor. We have to listen to a lot of stories, you know.
Since Magnificent Brothers opened, the shop has been known for cutting natural hairstyles for the African-American community. But owner Chris Cullins remembers the days when the shop was much busier. Cullins started helping at the shop when he was just 11 years old in 1968.
See, at one time, this place here was standing room only, by appointment only. That's how crowded it was because there was nowhere to get your natural cut except for at Magnificent Brothers.
But today, traditional barber shops like Magnificent Brothers are vanishing. The latest U.S. Census report found that there are only about 3,700 barbershops compared to over 80,000 beauty salons in the country. Most of these shops compete with modern unisex salons and are open in older commercial districts that are redeveloping. Leonard Mitchell has observed the trend of barbershop closings as neighborhoods evolve in Los Angeles. Mitchell is executive director at the Center for Economic Development at the University of Southern California.
Costs are going up for barbershops generally. Gentrification is a factor in raising costs.
And often, barbershop owners can't afford the rising costs. Mitchell says those that stay open still have to keep up with the competition.
They stay open because they are offering or tend to offer the right thing that customers want. That is, kinds of skills the barbers have, environment.
The environment at Magnificent Brothers is what Chris Cullins says is central to keeping his shop alive.
They all congregate about what's going on in their lives with their barbers, or what's going on in the world from their opinion and their point of view. People come in and say, yeah, did you hear what her? Listen to Bill Cosby, that is terrible. Do y'all really believe that? And some people say, oh, I don't know, I gotta see.
The conversation is what Magnificent Brothers customers say they love too.
It's comfortable, you know, homey.
It's a place for people to learn, to vent. You feel safe when you're in a barbershop because it's something that you know.
As more people go to modern unisex salons instead of barbershops to cut their hair, Cullen sees a loss of tradition.
It's not that comfortable feeling that goes natural with the barbershop world.
But at South LA's M Barbering Shop, owner Maurice Manley is working to keep that feeling alive in his four-year-old shop.
There's always conversation, even if the conversation is between the barber and the client.
My question is,
that's what makes up kind of the culture, the ideal culture of a barbershop. The culture of barbering is not lost. The reason why they're closing is because of their business practices.
Customers agree. Several, like Trell Huffman, say they prefer the updated style of Manley's shop.
He's fast, he's courteous. I think it's better. It's more professional. Everyone has to evolve, and they haven't seen that yet.
Still, Chris Cullen says the traditional style of Magnificent Brothers is what makes the shop special.
We're like Heinz ketchup, you know. We got a name. People gonna come here. I don't care how many barbershops is up and down the street. They're gonna come to Magnificent Brothers.
As the barbershop industry evolves and neighborhoods continue to change in Los Angeles, barbers both old and new are striving to carry on the culture of the traditional barbershop for years to come. Sarah Zahedi, Annenberg Radio News.